Welcome to the Word for Life broadcast. My name is Pastor Steve Sowers, in for Pastor Greg Huffman. And over the next several broadcasts together, we're going to be talking about the life of faith and how we are called as Christians to run the race of faith. God has called each of us to engage in this race, and we are to run this race with patience. This race is going to be harder than we can imagine. It's going to be longer than we want to run, but he has called us to engage in this race. And in the book of Hebrews, he challenges us not only to run this race, but he gives us examples of those who have gone before us who have run the race, so that we can have examples of people who have gone through difficult things, who have endured tribulations, and they were faithful to God in the midst of their faith journey. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at Hebrews chapter 12, and we're going to study a few verses starting in verse 12. We're going to try to get through verse 17, and we're going to see what God has to say for each one of us individually as we run this race of faith. In verses 1 and 2 of Hebrews chapter 12, he tells us as we run this race, we are to look to Jesus. We are to keep our eyes on him. As we run the race, that's talking about the proper perspective or having the right focus. We are to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. And as we run our race and as we keep our focus on Christ, we are also supposed to confess our sins and lay aside those weights or those distractions that get in the way, those things that rob our affection from him. And those things we are to do daily. Those are challenges. Every morning we wake up, we have a race to run. When we put our feet on the floor, God has called a specific race for us to run that day. And we are to look to Jesus, and we are to confess our sin, and we are to continually lay aside those distractions that rob our affection from God. And as you continue to look through Hebrews chapter 12, he tells us that this is an impossible task. Therefore, I am going to give you help as you run, because this is a race that we cannot do it on our own. So God reminds us through beautiful imagery that he is our father and that he is our coach, and he is there to help us along the way to enable us to run this race that is so difficult to run. He uses that beautiful imagery as an encouragement to us to help us keep running. So not only are we called to engage in the race of faith, not only does he remind us that he's there to help us, but here's what our text tells us this morning, is that we also have another way that God has given us to help us run the race, and that is each other. He has given us a team. In verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 12, he says this, "Therefore, strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not be dislocated, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord, looking carefully lest anyone should fall short of the grace of God." In these verses, what we see is we are given three commands to the people of God. If you are a Christian, if you are a believer, God gives us three areas, three things that he wants us to do to help others run the race of faith. And the first one we see is in verse 12. He says we are to strengthen one another. The second thing we see is in verse 14. We are to pursue peace with one another. And the third thing we see is we are to look carefully for one another to make sure that we're continuing in the right direction. So the idea here of what God is communicating to us is a beautiful picture of a coach. Think of a coach sitting before his team, laying out what he expects from them. Here's how we're going to play together. Here's how we're going to be successful. Here's how we're going to win the game. And that's what God's doing here with his children. He says, here's what I need you to do, and here's how you need to do it. If you want to be successful, if you want to win the race, if you want to run well, then you need to strengthen one another. You need to pursue one another. You need to look carefully after one another. What a beautiful picture. The people who are receiving this message, this is nothing new to them. They've heard this before. They had a great intellectual grasp of the gospel, But what the author of Hebrews was trying to communicate is now it's time to not only believe it, but to follow it and to trust it and to obey it. And that's really my desire for you as a listener this morning. You may have heard these truths before, but how often do we just ignore them? My desire is for you to obey them and to apply them to your life. So the first thing that God calls us to do to help us run this difficult race of faith is to strengthen one another. That word strengthen in verse 12 means to restore. It means to set up straight or build up. It specifically talks about encouragement. As we go through life, we are not supposed to feel like we're on an island. We are an assembly of God's people. And all of us have a responsibility to help those who are struggling. So in verse 12, it tells us we are to strengthen the hands which hang down and the feeble knees. Obviously, it's communicating to us that as some people run the race of faith, they become weak. There are moments in your own faith journey, if we are honest this morning, that we could be described in this verse, that our hands were hanging down, our knees felt weak. We felt that we were just wanting to quit, or it's too tiring and it's too difficult. The hands that are hanging down refer to people who, as they run this race of faith, they're tired. When their knees are weak, it means that they're bending and they can't hold them up. This imagery in Hebrews 12, verse 12, comes directly from Isaiah chapter 35 in verse 3 and 4. And Isaiah says this, strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. So the point is that surrounding us on a daily basis, there are weak and weary people. They are tired. They are getting pounded in the midst of trial, in the midst of struggle with sin, physically, emotionally, spiritually, they are weak. Have you ever felt this way? As you've run your race of faith, have you ever felt completely spent and tired, discouraged and weak? It happens. It not only happens to us, it happened to the spiritual giants of the Bible. If you remember in the Old Testament, Moses, when he was leading the Israelites out of Egypt, all the Israelites would do is complain. And it got so bad, the grumbling and complaining, he turns to God and he says, if this is the weight you want me to bear, it's too heavy. I don't want to do it. If you recall Elijah, who called down fire from heaven and he kills all the prophets of Baal on the mountain, all of a sudden he begins to be fearful and he runs from Jezebel. He was at the point of despair where, as he was sitting under a tree, he asked God to take his life. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, the Apostle Paul said, for we do not want to be ignorant, brothers, of the affliction we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself. Those are three spiritual giants. And let's understand this. You can be a saint of God, and you can love the Lord, and you can find yourself in extremely dark places. There's no reason that we have to pretty up the Christian faith. The Christian faith isn't that you are great. What makes the Christian faith so amazing is that God is great despite you not being great. The problem is many of us live our Christian lives as though we are invincible and we don't have struggles and we are pretending to be strong when in reality we are weak. And if we would just be true and honest as to what we are going through, we allow other brothers and sisters in Christ to obey the command in verse 12 to strengthen one another. This is a command. And what's beautiful about this is a seasonal thing. There are moments in my life where I feel spiritually strong. And it is a good season. But there are moments in that same year where I am discouraged and I feel defeated and I'm tired. And I need somebody to put their arm around me who in that moment is spiritually strong and encourage me. build me up. And that's the command here. So how do we do that? How do we strengthen one another? If we go back to Isaiah 35, verses 3 and 4, it makes it clear that there are two things that we can do to strengthen the weak and the feeble. And the first thing it tells us to do, it says this, say to the anxious heart. Those who are weak and feeble, what can we do? We can speak words of encouragement. Say to the anxious heart. You know, one of the greatest ways to strengthen somebody is through words. There is something about words that helps somebody refocus, energize, uplift. It helps strengthen them. How do we do that? How do we strengthen the weak and feeble through words? Well, simply, let's apply it. We can speak God's truth. As we speak God's truth to one another, it helps us refocus. It encourages our spirit. We remind them of the promises of God. So often we forget. Maybe it's just simply encouraging them to hang on, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. It's just a season of trials, just a season of tribulation. And perhaps through words, we help renew their mind of truth. All very practical ways of how we can strengthen the weak and feeble. So not only can we do that through words, we can also do that through our works. We see that phrase there in verse 12 and 13, make straight paths for your feet. And the idea here is there is a windy, crooked, mountainous road. And what they would do to repair the road was they would go in there and try to make it as smooth as possible. They would get rid of the boulders. They would get rid of the dips and the holes, and they would make it as straight as possible. That imagery comes from Proverbs chapter 4. And the context here is that there are people who are struggling, who are contemplating on this rough terrain of bailing out, that it's not worth it. And what we are to do is to come alongside and help make their path easier. We are to come alongside and we are to help them keep going in the right direction. Don't turn back. Don't fall off the road. Don't trip on that hole. Let's avoid that boulder. What can I do? I don't want them to drift away. So when somebody is exhausted and they're weak, we are able to go before them. And the idea is to let us lean. They can lean on us. It's that strengthening. This is a command. These are ways that we can help strengthen those who are weak. We can speak words of truth. And we can allow them for a season to lean on us. Wow, powerful words. So yes, the race of faith is hard and it's long, but God calls us to engage in it and he's there to help us. And not only is he going to help us, he provided a family, other brothers and sisters in Christ to work as a team. And one way we can do that is by strengthening one another. Thanks for joining us on the Word for Life. Have a blessed day.